Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. During this political season, is truth important to you? How can we get it back to more truth in our daily lives? We're going to help you get on a path to more truth in today's show. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Patricia, and I'm here with my husband, Jason. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, everyone is thinking about politics these days and struggling to know what is truth. Where do we start?
Well, the way to understand truth is to understand how humans are designed.
What do you mean?
And we're going to talk about how your essence saves up negative energy and builds up over time. And as that negative energy builds up, it interferes with your ability to know truth. But I just want to go off on a little tangent here for a minute and say
Wait a minute. Oh, what a surprise, everyone.
Well, you know, today is Patricia's birthday. And I want to just my truth for my wife, who I love more than anything, after 20 years, I can say that after clearing all that stuff, all that negative energy from my essence, I know more clearly now than I ever have before that she's the love of my life. So I want to wish her a happy birthday. And we're going to talk about truth. But one of the big things about truth is understanding, you know, who to choose and who to be your partner and how to make that partnership work. That's all connected to truth. So happy birthday, sweetie.
Thank you, dear. I had no idea, everyone, that he was going to do that. Thank you very much, my dear.
So, you know, the way to understand truth is to understand how humans are designed. Our essence builds up negative energy over time. So if you've been programming your life with negative emotions, and this is the big stuff, like things that create fear, anger, depression, victim energy, you know, or if you've been abused or treated in awful ways, we've been trained and programmed to believe that those emotions go away when we no longer feel them. So if you were sexually abused, physically abused,
emotionally abused,
had some sort of trauma in your childhood, they aren't gone away,
right?
And they build up. And if you've been emotionally or physically victimized, shamed, beat up, hurt, ridiculed, or had any other hardship, those things stay with you, which is everyone. What happens is when those things build up, your emotions can be out of control.
Well, and I'm going to jump in and plug for the ecosystem approach. After doing the clearing for more than 20 years now, one of the things that I know, I have been all of those things that Jason just talked about. And the thing that is the most amazing to me is that by doing the clearing, removing negative energy every single day, one of the things that I've found is that, yes, I still have those memories. Yes, I can tap into that at any given moment. But the thing that is the most amazing to me is that spark, and it's I don't know how else to say it, it's an energetic spark that will make you feel emotional about something. It isn't, either it's gone away because of the clearing, or it isn't as much of a, I'm going to use the expression, trap to catch you and make you be emotional about something that isn't even connected to that spark of an old memory.
You know,
did that make sense, Jason?
No,
Okay.
So we just need to explain this better. You know, when our emotions build up, and they build up because all of us have been traumatized in some way.
Right.
You know, we've had in this modern age, it's probably been less difficult than some, but not really. You know, I can say that I have a lot of clients who have really a lot of negative emotions.
Yes.
That would say they've had a normal childhood. You know, when you have a quote unquote normal childhood, now it's easy if you've been abused, if you've been, let's say, you know, I think about my daughter who lost her mother when she was 7 years old, you know, those kind of things are traumatic and people can point to them. But sometimes when you have a quote unquote normal childhood, you think I'm fine, but often there is still a lot of negative emotions that have built up and we don't really understand that. But so we're talking about, you know, this whole idea today is truth. And at first I want to talk about politics in some way, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, but I didn't want it to be a rant, and I wanted to be helpful to the audience today.
Okay.
And so, you know, if we're all emotional about this year's election, you know, it doesn't matter what side you're on. I haven't met many people are indifferent to it. It's everybody's very strong feelings on one side or the other. But here's the thing, their truth has to get in there somewhere. You know, if, you know, I know this from people that have been traumatized, that trauma, that negative energy needs an expression.
And that's pretty much what I was trying to say.
Yes. That's trying that expression is trying to happen, and that expression, when it becomes so intense, at some point, it overcomes any need for truth.
Oh, yes, but and there's one other point here. When we've been so traumatized, and then we go numb, and then all of a sudden somebody says something or something happens, and all of a sudden we're emotional basket cases. Most of us can't figure out where did this come from.
Yes. Yes. And so when a politician, what some people call a demagogue is a leader who uses popular prejudices and uses your emotions to get you to side with him, accesses that buildup of negative emotion, whether it's anger, fear, victim energy, they offer an expression for these emotions. And it doesn't even have to be based on truth. It just says, here's the enemy. And if you're angry, this is where you should focus your energy. Here's the cause of all your problems. Or if there's something that you're really afraid of, to say, oh my gosh, there's
if you don't vote for me,
this
fear is going to haunt you forever.
This liberal mob's going to take over, and you're not going to be able to live in your neighborhood. You know, it doesn't matter whether it's true or not. That fear, that need to express that anger and fear and hate and bitterness takes over. And that's why, you know, there doesn't seem to be any way to talk, you know, across the aisle anymore, that you can have differences of opinion or have a debate that's based on facts as opposed to emotion.
Well, and we're talking about truth. Conspiracy theories, Jason.
Conspiracy theories always offer you an expression of over out of control negative emotions.
Exactly.
You know, so you know, when we're told that the press is the enemy or that the only good Democrat is a dead Democrat, it feels really good to express that anger and hate that has been suppressed for so long. But you know, there's no political party that owns truth. You know, there might be truth on both sides, but you know, you have to make up your mind. You know, in this election, it seems like it's really skewed on one side. But even that doesn't even matter. The buildup of negative emotions happens on both sides. I see it.
Yeah.
And it can be a source of conspiracy theory, and they make you mad. And you know, this, I was hearing this today. There was something on the news about terrorism, the domestic terrorism.
Okay.
And how people are radicalized. Now, we used to think of being radicalized in terms of ISIS and people overseas, but they're radicalizing people here in this country. And what makes you susceptible to be radicalized is when you have emotions, anger, hate, bitterness, fear, that have not been expressed, and they've been building up and they've been building up. And they're saying that domestic terrorism is one of our biggest problems today. Mm-hmm. And that's because our culture has allowed us to build up all these emotions that, you know, maybe 100 years ago when we were working on the farm, we didn't have a chance to build up our emotions.
Well, okay. And the thing,
because that, we worked it out in the field,
we weren't hearing it over and over again, how wrong we are for believing this, or how wrong we are for wanting that.
No social media.
Video. And by the way, stuff. I'm not saying all of that's bad. I just see that it's being used in a way that is creating lies.
Manipulating you. Yes,
I was going to say lies and manipulating to get you to think that however you feel on one side is wrong, and however you don't feel is right on another side.
Here's the answer, and we're going to talk about this in the rest of the show.
Okay.
But the answer is emotional intelligence,
mm-hmm.
refined intuition, and a higher consciousness. Mm. And how do you get that, those things?
Oh.
The ecosystem approach is a byproduct of using all of those things.
It is amazing, everyone. And I am living, walking proof of that. And I just want to back up to 1 second, because I know we're gonna break in just a moment. But I don't know how many of you have you heard me yelling at the TV. And I just want you to know, I am expressing my emotions, but I've made my voice very raw from yelling at the TV. And I also want you to know, I am still using the ecosystem approach every single day.
So we clear and we can get to objectivity.
Absolutely. So, Jason, with that said, what are the key points of this segment?
Trauma, hardship, and abuse create out-of-control emotions that need expression.
Okay.
That expression overwhelms any need for truth.
Mm-hmm.
It allows you to be victimized and manipulated.
Oh, yeah.
The buildup of negative emotions prevents truth and empathy from coming forward.
Mm-hmm.
And the ecosystem approach can remove that buildup and bring forth emotional intelligence and refined intuition.
In the next segment, we're going to talk about the lie that starts it all, and the natural human need for the truth. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Message delivery by Lisa Ann. You can't make this stuff up. Tune in every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Message Delivery is an inspirational show about the journey to enlightenment and spirituality. For more information or your own personal message delivery, visit AngelMessagesToYou.com. That's AngelMessages, the number 2, the letter U, .com.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark. Joining Dr. Pat Basile in a 3-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to the Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit nancylandrum.com.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're talking about the lie that starts it all and the natural human need for the truth. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. All right, Jason, what do you mean by the big lie that starts it all? And what does that have to do with the human need for truth?
The big lie is the lie or belief about yourself.
Wait, what?
That's based on negative energy.
Huh.
It's not really who you are. In other words, you grow up and
you're programmed.
You're programmed to think I'm this way or I'm that way.
Or I have to be this way or I have to be that way.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest, most toxic lie you could ever have in your life. Now, there are some people that have figured out that they do another kind of lie, which is bluster. You know, instead of taking it in and saying, you know, some form of I'm not good enough, which is most of us. And even the people with bluster, a lot of times it covers up, I'm not good enough. But they use bluster or they create an illusion about themselves that really isn't true. Now, this lie is so toxic. It's one of the reasons why there's so many divorces.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's hard to maintain that illusion about who you are out in the world. I'm not out in the world, but in a relationship with someone day in and day out. And chances are that person's going to be the first one to say, well, you say you're this way, but nah, you're really that way.
Right. Well, okay. So could you say that lie is connected to things like cancer or that
illness,
sort of thing?
Disease.
Thank you.
Bad relationships.
Right.
Difficulty with money.
I was just going to say money. Money's one of the biggest ones that I see.
Oh my gosh. Yes. You know, and so you thought this show was going to be about me saying, okay, this guy's lying and this guy's lying.
And
this
that's the
lying,
truth.
And that's the truth.
Well, you know, by the way, he doesn't do things that way.
Well, and it's a little bit different perspective because here's what we're saying. And this is what's really important. If you want to have truth outside to say, oh, that guy's lying or this guy's not telling the truth or I don't believe, you know, this guy, you have to start first with that big lie in yourself.
About
that
yourself.
Comes from negative energy.
Absolutely.
The most satisfying thing you can do in your life is to uncover the lies you've said to yourself. And most of those, frankly, are some form of I'm not good enough.
Right.
In other words, I'm saying that's a lie. You know, I can think about all the clients that we're working with right now and people that we will work with in the future. There's a lie that says, you know, I could never do that, or
right.
You know, I wanted this, but I could never do that, or you know, I'm going to just do this, but I really want to do this,
right?
And the lie is that I can't do what I really want to do. I should only just do a little bit.
Well, and one of the things that programming does, and one of the things that programming does, it makes us believe that we're not good enough and that we don't belong.
Yes.
And when we don't belong, first off, if we're here, I need to make this truth of a statement. If we are here on this planet right now, we belong. All of us belong. And our search for our own truth is to find out who we are and where we belong.
And if you're part of one of those groups that isn't part of the approved group, you know, and most of us, it's not even, it's about color, gender, association. There's all sorts of things,
right.
Skinny, fat, tall, ugly, wart on your nose, no wart on your nose, nose too big, ears stick out, whatever it is, you know, we think that other people's belief about the value of that is a judgment about us. And then we start to program ourselves with lies. That programming, and let me see if I can make this connection, becomes normalized. And the programming, in essence, programming is always saying you should do this when it may not have anything to do with you personally.
Well, you were supposed to be an accountant.
Yes.
Trust me, everybody.
I was supposed to be an accountant. Yeah. that was a lie. So when you start to see through those lies, then you can see through the other lies.
Well, okay. You know what? And you just brought up something. You know, most women, when we're young, we're taught that the Cinderella syndrome is the only way we can be. And by the way, the Cinderella syndrome is to believe that the white knight in the shiny white Corvette is going to ride up and take us away and everything's going to be okay. But the truth is, that is a lie. Because as you all know out there, that isn't what we're taught. We're taught from day one, we're not good enough to even begin to believe that the Cinderella syndrome is what we're meant to be or what it's meant for us. The bottom line is that's not it.
See, this negative energy is a form of programming that is always a lie. Mm-hmm. And when we accept that negative energy, when we don't try and get rid of that negative energy, we did a whole show on the discovery that's on our website, theecosystemapproach.org. Go to that, mm-hmm. Look at we've got two shows about the discovery, about how most people, they come into this world with 80% of their essence covered with negative energy. That's a big lie. There's no way you can really determine truth if you have that much negative energy in your essence.
Because the information that you're receiving from that essence isn't the truth.
And by the way, Patricia.
Yes.
Tomorrow, I'm going to take you on a ride on my white convertible. It's a Volkswagen convertible. It's not a Corvette convertible. And she could, you know, she'll be able to evaluate whether I'm the white knight or not. But that's for another show.
Another show. Oh, wait until we talk about that one.
You know, knowing the truth about yourself can be the most satisfying aspect of your life. And so the way to get to that is clearing that negative energy, that trauma, those out of control emotions.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing.
Okay.
The body needs to tell the truth. Human beings need to tell the truth. We know this. There was a time, you know, I was an interrogator when I was in the Army, and I was thinking about going into lie detection, be a lie detector, you know, and it unfortunately didn't.
That one didn't pan out.
Well, it didn't pan out because it was a difficult job for someone who had a family. But anyways, right. You're always traveling. But what I knew is that lie detection technology is based on physical responses to lies.
Hmm.
So that means when your body is lying, when you know you're lying, then you have a physical response. Now, unfortunately, today we also see the opposite of that, which is we've tell ourselves that lie to ourselves so often, we start to believe it.
Well, yes.
And you know, there's all sorts of ways that the body tells the truth about itself, You know, the pattern in the iris of your eye, I don't know if you know that, but you can read right. about someone's personality through that. The lines in the palm of your hand. You ever heard of palm readers?
Sure.
You know, that tells about you.
The bumps on your head,
the time of your birth are all ways to tell the truth about yourself. It's like it's all over the place.
Right.
Your body tells the truth about who you are. Your DNA can tell you the truth about who you are. There's all sorts of it going on.
Right.
The body wants to tell the truth. So here's a little story. And again, this is about politics, but, you know, Trump has become a folk hero because of out of control emotions that are epidemic in the world and the normalization of lying to ourselves. So we can't tell he is lying to his base. You know, a lot of the people that don't like Trump see him for what he is and the fact that he's lying and he's making things up, but his base think he's some sort of messiah or.
Well, that's what he told them, that he was the chosen one.
The chosen one. And they believe it because it's not about truth at that point. It's about he gives them an opportunity for expressing those out of control emotions. If you ever seen, there was a small group of people in our town that did a Trump parade, and they were driving down the street, and they didn't have one Trump flag in their car. They had like 4, 5, 6. Mm-hmm. You ever seen a Trump parade? They don't just have one flag. They have 4, 5, 6. They're shouting.
Can you say overwhelm?
They're shouting and they need that expression. And I feel sorry because I know, and because of the work we do, that expression is needed for people in the world today, but it's not helping because it's not getting what you need, that expression. You can yell and scream and all those other things and you chant lock her up or lock him up, but it's not going to really get rid of the negative emotions, but clearing will.
Okay.
There's one other thing I want to say, and that is, even if you're not a Trump supporter, it doesn't mean you're not lying to yourself. You know, we lie to ourselves about spouses, bad
health. Do my hips look big in these pants?
Bad relationship, money problems. Oh, I can spend that, but it won't, you know.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yes. Those are all connected lies to ourselves. It's epidemic.
Okay. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The biggest lie is the one you tell yourself about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
All negative energy in our essence makes us all liars, and it becomes normalized.
Mm.
The human body craves to tell the truth about itself, and when it can't, it's toxic and harmful.
Okay.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you how to remove the negative energy so you can know truth about yourself.
In the next segment, we're going to talk about how to develop your natural truth detector and using it in your daily life. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web drdarvish.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
If you've ever had a broken heart, you know how painful that can be and how long it can sometimes take to heal it. I'm Megan Edge, author of The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts, Oracle Cards, and Guidebook, published with Balboa Press and Hay House. In The Heart's Journey, I share with you my own heartbreak and how I healed it through the beautiful hearts that found me in nature. From taking photographs of these hearts for myself, I've created this beautiful toolkit, which includes the guidebook, which has my story, how to work with oracle cards as a healing tool, and the story of each of these hearts as they cross my path. I've also created a beautiful journal. There's a pen, a bookmark, and of course, the 42 Healing Hearts Oracle Cards. You can order the Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts Oracle Cards, and guidebook through my website, meganedge.ca, through Balboa Press, Amazon, and many other places online or your local shops. I look forward to hearing about your heart's healing.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuiper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about how to develop your natural truth detector. By the way, that's a mouthful. Using it in your daily life. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, what do you mean by a natural lie detector? What does that mean?
Humans have a natural lie detection ability.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about learning micro expressions or any of that. In fact, when I was in the military, again, I was an interrogator in military intelligence, and they taught us some of those techniques. It's not that they're bad. But
they can be very effective in that situation.
Well, in some situations, but the truth is that the way we develop intuition is far more effective than anything that they could have taught you.
Yes.
And the problem is that when you're taught to do these techniques, applying them in every situation doesn't necessarily make sense. And sociopaths, for example, it's different. And our natural lie detector, talking about a natural lie detector, reads the energy. And oh my gosh, how do you read the energy? Well, use the ecosystem approach. And as you develop, as you continue to do the ecosystem approach, first you learn about the lie that you tell yourself, the lies that you tell yourself.
And by the way, what an amazing discovery, because the things that come out of that for you is amazing. I didn't know that I could actually draw or paint. But what I found out was I had been lied to. I had been lied to because of somebody's jealousy.
Yes. And she overcome that. So lie detection, the natural way is a holistic way.
Mm-hmm.
People think of it as just intuition. The truth is that when we go out in the world, when Trish and I go out in the world with our abilities, we do a form of lie detection. But the difference is that it's not just about intuition. It's about, first of all, as we uncover the lies we tell ourselves, we learn about human nature.
Mm-hmm.
And as we learn more and more about how we lie to ourselves, we see how other people lie to themselves. And so we use our intuition and that knowing, that wisdom about how humans work and how we lie to ourselves. The other thing is understanding your Enneagram type.
Of course.
We're really good at it because we do it every day, but we can tell someone's Enneagram type by the energy
that they're wearing, that they're wearing. That's around them.
I can't tell you how many people have sent us photos of other people so that we can read them. And what we do first is determine their Enneagram type
mm-hmm.
with a picture. And people are just flabbergasted.
How do you do that? Yes, exactly.
And we think, well, you know, what's the big deal?
Right.
But it's, in fact, we've done this in the corporate world, and we don't really, it's not what we want to do. We want to help people, but we've helped so many people who have come to us and said, well, you know, I've got this problem employee here, or I'm going to hire this person here. And
tell us what you think. Tell us what you know about him.
I think it was on your birthday, as a matter of fact. This is a birthday story, but I had someone call me and you were looking for boots, cowboy boots, I think, at the time.
Yeehaw! Okay.
I think it was her birthday. And anyways, and we had a client call us, and she said, I've got these two candidates. And, you know, she told me a little bit of information. I think she sent me a picture of both of them. I said, well, don't. That one is really angry, and she's, you know, she's not going to be a good employee. Just stay away from her. And she called me back a few days later and said, oh my gosh, you know, I didn't choose her. And I guess the woman went off on her.
We've heard that more than once. Yes we have.
You know, So, yeah. You know, it just, and she said, well, how did you know that? I just sent you a picture. How do you know that? Well, it's our natural ability. You know, we've refined this ability really well.
We've done that by the ecosystem approach.
I admit that we do it every day, and it's something that we work on all the time. Mm-hmm. But you can do it too.
Yeah.
And it's not to be a detective. It's to make sure that the next spouse you choose is going to be the right one. The next friend that you choose is going to be the right one. The next boss
that you choose is going to be what you need.
Even the right car, you know.
Yeah.
When you go into the showroom, you know, there's a lot of lying going on that place, you know.
Yeah, we know
To figure out what's right for you, know. And so it's a very usable ability. And people think of it in terms of just strictly lie detection. But it's really about what's the truth for you. I remember when we bought this house here in this new place outside of Yosemite. And we came in here, and both Patricia and I looked at us. It was within 15 minutes.
Right.
This was a house.
And we knew it.
We knew it.
And the thing that was the most amazing.
And we never regretted it.
And no, not at all. And the thing that was the most amazing, there was two other couples looking at it at the same time. And we looked at each other across the room and said, this is it. Jason went over to the realtor, and he said, I want to put in an offer, and I want it now.
You know, and people don't think of that in terms of, you know, telling the truth or seeing the truth or knowing the truth.
But it's the truth for you.
Yes. And that's what's really, really important.
Right.
You know, so the other thing is that, and we want to encourage this as you start to do work with the ecosystem approach. And by the way, listen to our show every week. Mm-hmm. You get this. Every single show that we're going to help you.
And do the clearings.
We're going to help you start to uncover
who you are.
Who you are and the lies you tell yourself, which are usually negative.
Right.
So you can see that you are a lot more than you really thought you were. But start reading the energy of any situation.
You know, you just said something, Jason. I'm going to jump in and say programming keeps you not only from knowing who you are, but it keeps you from knowing all of the abilities and awarenesses, I realize that's not really a word, about who you are. And it keeps you, when that programming is happening, it's keeping you from actually bringing to not only yourself, but the world, why you're here.
You know, people think of it in black and white. I can either read people or I can't. It's not that way.
Right.
As you're developing this ability, as you're using the ecosystem approach every single week, every single day, mm-hmm. tuning into our show, listening to our show every mm-hmm. single week, you get to see yourself more clearly.
Right.
And then you start to see others more clearly. So you get a better sense of whether this political candidate is good or not, your coworkers, your bosses, dates, spouses, and anything else, any other time you have to evaluate someone's ability to do the job for you. You know, whether it's a salesperson or a company or just should I have this person as a friend or not?
Right.
You know, is this the dog that I want to have?
Wait a minute. Or is this the husband I want?
Yeah.
Is exactly. It, or wait a minute. Here's a big one. Or is this the mother-in-law that I want to spend a quarter of my life with? That kind of thing.
Usually the question is, how can I get along with this person?
Right.
That's a form of truth also.
So, yes, exactly. You know,
You know, here's the other thing.
Okay.
People tell us this all the time. Well, that takes too long. I don't want to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't there something quicker? Isn't there some sort of quick thing that you watch his their eyes look up to the right or something, and you know that they're lying, blah, blah, blah. Well, if you put all your money into that, it's not going to work. What we do is we look at someone holistically, and we read their energy. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes our first judgment isn't as refined as one after the second and third and fourth interaction. Usually, I don't think we're...
Well, because programming teaches people to lie to other people that can read.
Every once in a while, we're wrong. I remember in the very beginning, there was a friend of ours who wanted us to meet this guy that she met, and he was lying to her completely, and we didn't get it. We only saw him once, and I'm sure if we saw him, he lied really well to all of us, but I'm sure if we saw him over and over and over again, he wouldn't have been able to sustain that lie.
Right.
And, sociopaths can do that. That's those kind of personalities.
Right.
But anyways, let's talk about how to clear.
Okay.
So, and then in the next segment, we're going to do some clearing, and we're going to help you start with your own lie detection.
Well, ability. Now, do we want to do the key points first?
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah.
Okay. Well, hang on. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Sorry, I was lying to you guys. I was just going to go over that. Humans have a natural lie detection ability, and that ability can judge any situation.
Okay.
You have to clear out your out-of-control emotions in order to use that natural lie detection ability.
Okay.
Reading the energy of any situation can give you lots of value information every day. Mm-hmm. And the ecosystem approach teaches you to uncover your natural lie detection ability in a holistic way.
Okay.
So, how to clear.
Okay.
Posture is not important. When we say and to eliminate, gather up what we say to eliminate, whether it's barriers, veils, and illusions, or specific emotions, and then blow them into a trash can. Now, if you've been to our website and you see the processor, blow them into the processor because that processes negative emotions. But if you don't have that, just blow them into a trash can. If you're driving or something, just use your mind's eye, your imagination, and blow it into that. It's that simple.
Okay, and actually tell them about the processor on our website.
You can go to our website, sign up for our free subscription, and you can download a picture of that. Fold it in thirds and put it on your desktop, and mm-hmm. you've got a little processor there, so you can do that whenever you do the clearing.
And so after we do that, then we're going to activate life force energy, and life force energy is the most powerful energy in the world that we have access to. And you're going to pull it in through the top. We're going to call upon it, pull it in through the top of our heads, let it go all the way down our body, arms, and then to the tips of our toes. And then we're going to stop it there. We're going to turn it around. We're going to use that positive energy to help us remove more negative energy. And by the way, we do all of this while breathing. It's breathe in and then out. So stay tuned when we come back. We're going to get you to start clearing so you can develop your natural lie detection ability and the ability to judge a situation accurately. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to get you started clearing so you can develop your own natural lie detection ability and the ability to judge a situation accurately. Jason, take it away.
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see negative energy and emotions that interfere with lie detection.
Take a breath.
Gather up those veils and illusions.
Blow it out
into the processor.
And to eliminate anger, hate, rage, and bitterness that can be out of control at times that connects to either me lying or somebody lying to me. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my fears and anxieties that interfere with my objective perceptions.
Mm-hmm. Good one. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my negative emotions need to be cleared versus eliminating objectivity. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can start clearing the lies I tell myself about who I am, both good and bad.
Right.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can express my authentic self in the world by clearing the negative emotions. Take a breath, everyone.
And to eliminate the false belief that illusions I tell myself are real, when what I need to do is uncover my real self.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically uncovers my authentic self. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the difficulty I have believing that my lie detection ability is good enough now.
Take a breath. That one's a huge one, everyone. And here's another big one. And to eliminate my compulsion to trust outside programming versus my own internal knowing. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my compulsion to ignore my hurt and trauma and all the old negative programming versus clearing it. Take a breath.
And here, this one, I love this one. And to eliminate seeing myself as a machine that needs to be programmed about other people's credibility when the truth is, no, I don't. Take a breath.
So should we activate life force?
Jason, let's just do two for our country right now.
Oh, yeah.
And to eliminate. And by the way, this is the one where we have the big dumpster that's around that, you know, we throw the negative energy into around the world.
East Coast or the West Coast,
either one. Exactly.
Matter.
Okay. So go ahead, Jason.
And to eliminate all the illusions and delusions we have about our political candidates that keep us from seeing them objectively and seeing what's the best for our country. Take a big hand going over the whole country, pushing them off to the side.
And putting it in that dumpster, either east or west coast, well, north or south, doesn't matter.
And to eliminate all the illusions, the veils and illusions around our friends who have a different point of view so they can see the candidates objectively in a way that serves our country. Take a breath.
And to eliminate, one more, and to eliminate the illusions and delusions that are keeping many of us from seeing that the only issue that matters in our country right now is the financial one, when the truth is that is not the truth. We need someone to take care of it, all of it.
There's many issues. And to eliminate, I'm going to do another one, and to eliminate the barriers so that we all can vote. The lack of engagement, the lack of belief in our voting system that keeps us from, that makes us stay home and not vote.
Take a breath.
It's time to go vote. Take a breath.
All right. And to activate life force so I can have hope to see the truth about myself going forward. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can trust that clearing my negative energies will help me see truth.
Take a breath. And to activate life force so I have the determination to eliminate my out of control emotions so I can see the truth. And to activate life force so I can be happy, healthy, creative, be able to heal not only myself by seeing the truth, but help heal others and a situation by being able to see the truth. Take a breath. Pull that in through the top of your head. Let it go all the way to the tips of your toes. Use that positive energy to blow up any negative energy left over. So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
This sounds like a big one, but evolved consciousness. Oh. Now, I know that a lot of people have consciousness, but not everyone has evolved consciousness. And we're going to make that distinction.
Okay.
But we're going to make this really, really practical. We're going to start to tell you some of the very out of this world things that we're doing in terms of my mother, who lives with us. She's 90 years old and has dementia. And this is going to be an amazing story about how you can use this stuff in a daily basis in ways that are almost like magic. You have to listen to this show. It's going to be an amazing show, and it's going to be something you never, ever thought of before. It's going to change what you think about the ecosystem approach, consciousness, and evolved consciousness.
Well, and you know, you just said something, Jason, that I want to put out there. The ecosystem approach, one of the things I loved about it right out of the gate, because I've done a lot of other things, and the practicality to live our everyday lives that is so important is what the ecosystem approach is all about.
We have so many people that want to do the stuff that really doesn't matter in today's world, you know, the astral traveling and things like that. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But we want to help you bring it home so that when you develop that consciousness, you can use it in practical ways for your everyday life.
I love that. So, Jason, how can I get more information and real support from the ecosystem approach?
Well, if we're talking to you right now, and this has really touched you today, and you've been listening and you said, oh my gosh, I want to be my own lie detector. I want to be able to have truth in my life. If you just want to feel better, you need to start with the ecosystem approach. We've made it so simple for you. All you have to do, listen to our show every week, and go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org. Sign up for our free section. Make sure the box is checked for our weekly clearings, so you get those in your email box every week, and it's all there for you. we made it free. It's all there for you. It just, that's the way to get started. And we invite you, we encourage you to join us.
We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to The Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to The Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.